you know, people make every game like the next big game, but we've seen how quickly it changes. Billy Davis made a good comment in the week when he said two wins, two losses can change the whole look of it, but that equally then changes again. So if you have two losses, two wins, everyone's going, wow, and then two wins, two losses, and everyone's going, oh. So it is, it's that mad division like that. So you don't have to tie your run this second, but it's fair to say you want to be in contention. You have to stay in the group and stay in the pack that are hunting for the right end of the table for sure, and we are there. I think the next four or five games, and someone mentioned it the other day, they are going to have a good look at, or give a good feel, sorry, to look of how the season maps out after that. But yeah, again, they don't define every inch of it, but they certainly will give you a feel of it. So after them, you want to be in and amongst them, and you want to be chasing that top end all the way down the line.
In this division in particular, there seems to always be a team that goes under the radar and nips into that last place or into those playoffs. Is that a coincidence, or is that just because anybody can beat anybody and anybody can get a run together?
I don't know. I mean, I think it is a bit of a perception rather than a fact. I think, you know, a run in this division can count as three games, you know, good run, bad run. So, but there are occasions of it, of course, where teams have gone on a real flyer. I think the most notable I can remember was Palace quite a few years ago with Ian Dowie, when they just suddenly had an amazing run for probably lasted 15 games or something. So it can be done. We all believe we want to be part of that. We want to be a team that does that. It's not as easy as it sounds, but that's what we're working towards, to put in big results together back to back. And we have done that recently. So we're looking to do that again.
When you talk about the standard of performance and being solid and hard to beat and posing a threat, if you do that consistently for the rest of the season, you'll start getting those results, won't you?
Of course, consistency is the key. It's... you know, if you look at any team that's up and amongst it in any level of football, it's usually because they keep their performance level at a good level, and that consistency of results and outcomes that they're looking for, they manage that, you know, successfully over long periods. And we've done it pretty much since I've been here. We've had a few hiccups along the way, and you know, we want to keep progressing. The main thing is keep progressing, keep learning, and keep that performance level high, because with good performance levels, you will win football matches.
And you talked about Middlesbrough and, you know, the infrastructure they've got, the position there. It doesn't get any easier this weekend. You go to the team seventh in the league.
Yeah, I mean, a good side. They've been in and amongst it for the last couple of seasons. Sometime the other day, I think they've got the best average crowd. I think they're looking at about 25, 26,000. So a good occasion and a good side for sure. But we've played plenty of good sides lately, and we've come out of them, you know, pretty well. And away from home, we've had some very good performances. So I'm always confident about what we do, and I'll be looking forward to it for sure.
And you're talking about the big crowd. Can that be a curse as well as a blessing for a home team if you can go there and be solid and give nothing away and frustrate them?
Well, it depends on the mood of the crowd on any given afternoon. One thing we're looking to do is go there and play on the front foot and play to win, as we did the other night, because that's a big part of our ethos. And we maybe just come away from that the last couple before Tuesday. And Tuesday, I thought there was that absolutely obvious will to go and, you know, affect a game to win it. And, you know, we'll be going with that in thought, in mind, no matter who it is. But for sure, it's another good occasion against a very good team, and they've had some good results lately. But we believe in what we're doing here. So, you know, we're looking at, yet again, we're aware of the opposition, but we're looking at ourselves and how we can go down there to get a result.